This is Inside on Business, the news hour for Friday, December 6, 2013. Thank you for being with us this evening. My name is Michael Libby, and for the next hour, I'll share the top business news stories of the day, along with the stock market report, traffic, weather, the numbers from the commodities, and a guest interview. Today, we make welcome to the IOB studios the executive with the Warren County Economic Development Corporation, Jason White. We're going to get a solid update on what's going on in one of the fastest-growing counties in the state. We'll be talking about our favorite topics, economic development, job creation, and new ideas to recruit and retain business in Warren County. Good stuff coming up this half hour with Jason White. We'll get to the top news stories of the day right after we check with the weather and the traffic. And hey, thanks again for letting us ride home with you. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.
Support for Insight on Business, the News Hour, comes from the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, a partner for closing held companies. West Bank of West Des Moines, for business, their West Bank strong. And the Warren County Economic Development Corporation of Indianola, Warren County is open for business.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Thank you, Jimmy Olson, the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. This is an interesting thing. We don't do politics on the News Hour. We try to stick with business. However, when something as newsworthy as the death of a person with the stature of Nelson Mandela happens, we tend to take notice. And since his death yesterday, many have commented on his work and his life, including, of course, President Obama. However, in the desire to celebrate Nelson Mandela's life, it's tempting to homogenize his views into something that everyone can support. But this is not, however, an accurate representation of the man. You have to understand that Nelson Mandela was a political activist and an agitator. He did not shy away from controversy, and he did not seek or obtain universal approval. Before and after his release from prison, he embraced an unabashedly progressive and provocative platform. As the world remembers Mandela, here are some of the things that he believed that might be glossed over by others, and they may very well surprise you. For example, Mandela blasted the Iraq War and American imperialism, is what he called it. Mandela called President Bush, quote, a president who has no foresight, who cannot think properly, and accused him of, quote, wanting to plunge the world into a Holocaust, end quote, by going to war in Iraq. Mandela called freedom from poverty a fundamental human right. Mandela considered poverty one of the greatest evils of the world and spoke out against inequality everywhere. He said, overcoming poverty is not just a gesture of charity, it is an act of justice. It is the protection of a fundamental human right, the right to dignity and a decent life, he said. While poverty exists, there is no true freedom. Mandela also criticized what's called the War on Terror and the labeling of individuals as terrorists, even Osama bin Laden, without due process. On the U.S. terrorist watch list himself in 2008, Mandela was an outspoken critic of President George W. Bush's War on Terror. He warned against rushing to label terrorists without due process. And Mandela called out racism in America. On a trip to New York City in 1990, Mandela made a point of visiting Harlem and praising African American struggles against what he said the injustices of racist discrimination and economic equality. He said, as we enter the last decade of the 20th century, it is intolerable, unacceptable that the cancer of racism is still eating away at the fabric of societies in different parts of our planet. All of us, black and white, should spare no effort in our struggle against all forms and manifestations of racism wherever and whenever it rears its ugly head. And also, Mandela embraced some of America's biggest political enemies. Mandela incited shock and anger in many American communities for refusing to denounce Cuban dictator Fidel Castro or Libyan Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, who had lent their support to Mandela during the fight against South African apartheid. He said, "One of the mistakes the Western world makes is to think that their enemies should be our enemies." And finally, Nelson Mandela was a diehard supporter of labor unions. Mandela visited the Detroit Auto Workers Union when touring the U.S., immediately claiming kinship with them. And he said, quote, "Brothers and sisters, friends and comrades, the man who is speaking is not a stranger here. The man who is speaking is a member of the UAW. I am your flesh and blood." Probably some things that you hadn't heard about Nelson Mandela before. And again, we don't do politics, but we thought that was incredibly interesting. Back, we're going to be making room right now for the executive of the Warren County Economic Development Corporation, Jason White. Good stuff going on in one of the fastest growing counties in the state. Jason White's going to be in to talk about it. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Support for Inside on Business, the News Hour, comes from Mr. B Clothing. Clothing for business and leisure. Rick Davis Loans, Home Loans Made Easy. And Merit Resources, where they carry your employee's backpack.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so very much for joining us. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour. 18 and a half minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Cold out there. Holy camoly, is it cold. What the heck? Well, we're in Iowa, you know, and that kind of a thing happens with some regularity. Dustin, what do we got for a temperature out there right now?
We are sitting at a temperature of 12, wind chill, one below. Yeah. So,
what are we going down to tonight? Any idea?
We're going to hit zero tonight. Mm-hmm. Wind chill negative 15, and tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 16.
There you go.
So, great.
Our technical director also serves as our in-house meteorologist. Very well done.
My other job.
Yeah, right. Just start adding on, right? This is going to be exciting for us because he's not only a good friend of Insight on Business, the News Hour, but he is a very capable leader of the Warren County Economic Development Corporation. This is a group of people that have fostered all kinds of growth in one of the fastest growing counties in the state of Iowa. And it just so happens that I've had the pleasure to watch his career for a number of years, and when he transitioned to go to Warren County, I knew at that moment things were going to be getting really good for that part of the state. We welcome Jason White to the IOB studios. Welcome, Jason.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
Doing very well. Good. Proud to report that in Warren County to the south, it's about 70 degrees. So 70 degrees and sunny here.
Always. It's kind of like San Diego down there. Is that it?
We truly are the southern gateway into the metro.
Yeah, well, we'll have to all move down there. All of us go to Cumming, ladies and gentlemen. So you have been busy doing all kinds of things. And when we introduced the program for tonight, we wanted to talk about retaining companies. And we also want to talk a little bit about the past year for the Warren County Economic Development Corporation. You were kind enough to share with me some highlights from a report that you recently did with the board there. And I'd like to spend some time and go through some of those things.
Sure, absolutely.
So let's talk about what's been going on.
Well, there's a lot going on, and it's really hard to sometimes point to that one shining moment, I guess, if you will, not to steal a line from the NCAA tournament, but truly, there's been a lot of shining moments in Warren County over the past year. From, you mentioned business retention and expansion, and while we were proud to win the award for the best overall program and certainly taking care of our businesses a lot earlier this year, I think a real cornerstone in terms of how that is all exemplified is even through a recruitment project we've had recently with Lofredo Fresh Produce expanding with their Des Moines facility and adding a slicing manufacturing food production facility now in Norwalk. And the reason that ties into business retention and expansion and taking care of existing companies is that Capital City Fruit, which the community went all out a couple of years ago to retain in Norwalk, and their $12-14 million expansion, actually has a good relationship with Lofredo, and it's one of their top customers. So we can really thank the folks who retained Capital City Fruit in the community when they were looking to expand for and give them credit for attracting a $6 million project.
Isn't that interesting how that works? You know, so many times we pit business against business or one company against another company, or it seems that way. You know, some companies are always concerned about their competition. But when they start to work together, some wonderful things start to happen. And you've just shared one of those kinds of stories where some people worked together to make something happen they didn't even foresee into the future. And now it's a reality with a wonderful expansion in your county.
You know, we're all competitors in this in this business, but I think we found in this day and age that actually collaboration actually helps you win deals, especially the relationships that exist between and among businesses.
There you go. That is so vitally important, and I think that's one of the things that you've brought to Warren County as well. You had this new program that just ended. You were garnering, I think it was, what, over 3,000 or 3,500 votes.
Correct.
For various businesses that were there that are in Warren County that you wanted the public to vote on for some awards. That went swimmingly well, and it did raise the bar for lots of business there.
Well, certainly it definitely changed the public's perception of the type of companies we have in Warren County. Offering awards such as Best Innovation of the Year or Best Exporter of the Year.
Yeah,
realizing
and people were probably going, export? What do you mean, we export?
Yeah, Warren County companies have products that go all over the world.
Yeah.
And a large part, you know, a couple of years ago when the economy took a downturn here in America, those relationships worldwide really kept some of our companies afloat.
Jason White, ladies and gentlemen, he's the executive with the Warren County Economic Development Corporation out of Indianola. Lots of good things have been going on down there. You know, we've made friends with lots of people in Warren County over the course of this broadcast for the past 14 weeks. Our friends in Cumming, Iowa, the Iowa Distilling Company, and some the folks at Simpson College, which is a great boost for you guys.
Oh, no question about it. They are probably have the largest economic impact to our county.
Well, not only that, but what a brain trust that you can utilize for not only business development, but also training in business development.
You know, that's so true. Simpson College, I think, was seen as a nice asset to Warren County probably up until a few years ago. But they're a private institution, and just like we economic developers are trying to compete for business and keep our businesses vital, you know, they're realizing that, you know, in the world of post-secondary education, they got a lot of competition too. So, you know, Simpson College has really done some innovative things. One of the things they're currently working on is getting their students to think about ways to, when they graduate, perhaps thinking about not just sending out resumes to apply for their next job, but potentially starting their own businesses and becoming entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So they've launched this initiative called Emerge, which is a partnership among a number of community groups, which involves mentoring and helping students form groups to look at different ideas for starting their own companies.
And how valuable that is, because in that experience of perhaps starting your own company, you learn so much more than what it is if you're just punching a clock someplace.
Well, there's no question about that. I think you learn a lot of different self-discipline and self-accountability type skills. And I think we as a community are very interested in fostering not just entrepreneurship, but finding ways that we can engage our young people in our community.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And Simpson College, of course, you know, I've had the opportunity to go there on several occasions to do a business workshop with some of the business students that are there. And mostly I think that was talking about at the time how to utilize social media for business and how they should perhaps rethink what social media can do for a business. And I was so impressed by the hunger for knowledge that these students had. You know, it was really a great time. They had some great questions, too. So you're very, very fortunate to have that sitting as a beacon of Warren County, Simpson College. Jason White is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the Warren County Economic Development Corporation. As you look back on the last year, we have a tendency to do reflection in December, I think, as you look back. What two or three things stand out in your mind as great advances for your county?
Well, we have a fourfold, I guess, plan, so to speak, in terms of increasing the number of private sector jobs, increasing our commercial industrial tax base, and looking at ways that we can retain dollars in our local economy. And we have one community in our county, Carlisle, probably the largest community in the state of Iowa that doesn't have a grocery store.
Right.
And so we set out, and this is something that the community has been talking about for years, but Holly in our office, we got to the point where we just put Holly right over there at City Hall every Friday. And just like a good bulldog like she is, she just kept after that to the point where she built a real strong relationship with Fairway.
Mm-hmm.
And it went from a community that Fairway thought would be a nice community someday to locate to them making a decision to pull the trigger with a lot of partners, the county, the city, and a lot of other players coming on board. So, you know, a lot of communities look at take a grant for granted that, you have a grocery store in your community. But, your community cannot grow, especially a community like Carlisle, unless you have the basic needs of your community met. So that's one that we didn't anticipate at the beginning of the year. Getting involved.
That was a
with,
nice thing, huh?
But it became probably our top priority, and we were happy to get that done.
Excellent. Well, nice job. What else?
Well, I think something else we've been really proud of in terms of the relationships that we've been able to build. I think the challenge that we have as an organization is, there are no easy projects in the sense that any project that we work on, for good or bad, for bad, and mostly for good, I would have to say. But there's always going to be political challenges.
Absolutely.
Everybody's got a different opinion in terms of what kind of growth they want. And I think we had some projects at the beginning of the year that some people liked and some people didn't like, but we were able to rebound very successfully.
Yeah, you did.
You probably are familiar with
some exactly
of
those. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I'm not even going to say the words because I don't want that to taint anything, but you're absolutely right. Jason, you were taken to the woodshed more than one occasion for doing your job, and I understand that. And some of those things were unpopular with some people, but I think the good thing about that, and what speaks very well to your abilities, is that you've been able to, the community goes on. There are things to be done, and this is one thing. Okay, fine. Community heard. We're moving on. We got other things to do.
That's so true. And even some of those folks on the other side of some of those projects have actually become pretty good friends.
Sure.
And actually been allies in some of the things we've been doing.
Sure. And that's oftentimes what happens. When the heat of battle is over with, and as long as there's the victors don't always rub it in your face, things can move pretty well forward. We're talking with Jason White, ladies and gentlemen. He's the executive with the Warren County Economic Development Corporation called Grow Warren Now. If you see them on Twitter, you can also contact Jason on Twitter. He's all over the place on social media. What's coming up next, Jason, as you look forward into 2014?
Well, I mentioned a couple of big projects that we had, but I think it's also important to realize that there's, the smallest of the small businesses, which is the majority of businesses
out
there.
Absolutely.
And we're not leaving those folks behind either. In fact, I know coming up, and Holly does a really good job in our office of facilitating an entrepreneurial task force, but she's been working with Simpson College and a number of others to put together a program that we call Learn, Grow, Succeed. And the idea behind Learn, Grow, Succeed was to reach out to businesses in the county and figure out, what are your needs? Do you have finance needs? Do you have business planning needs? Do you have strategic needs? What have you? And through that, they put together on December 10th what's titled An Evening with Experts, Financing for Small Business at Simpson College, where we're going to have the people come in that
know where the money's at.
Know where the money's at, know how businesses can reshape their plans to be able to secure that financing so that they can continue to grow and in some cases stay in business.
And so it's coming up on the 10th?
On the 10th, Tuesday, December 10th from 5:30 to 7 o'clock.
And out at Simpson College, Learn, Grow, Succeed.
McNeil Hall.
And this is really tailored for small business.
It's exactly for small business. I think probably those that have, you know, if they're a sole proprietor or 5 to 10 employees, probably best suited for those types of companies.
And do you have to be in Warren County to go?
No, anybody can go. It's a free workshop.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in Polk County, you can head south and enjoy some of this. Learn, learn, grow, succeed. So have you identified other things other than finance?
Well, you know, one other program that we have coming up, and this kind of relates to small business, and, you know, we have a component in our Grow More and Now initiative that relates to workforce and leadership development. And a program that we've taken on in its 21st, 22nd year is the Warren County Leadership Institute, which basically is trying to help individuals in our community step out from the shadows and become leaders. And I think that has a lot to do with small business because, you know, those folks are people that have the potential to lead and be very, very visible players in the community, not just through their business, but through community involvement. So that's a program that we hold from January through roughly April or May. Currently, we have applications out there, and we hope that a number of small business owners will take advantage of that.
Jason White, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things, and we didn't get to this story, we've got it programmed in a little bit later on. There are such conflicting data reports out there about small business, about the mood of small business. Just recently, 2 weeks ago, we had members of the Principal Financial Group in talking about a very, very exciting program where 1,000 small to medium-sized businesses were surveyed across the United States, and the mood and the optimism among them was startlingly high. And we just the other day saw something out of Reuters that indicated that mood in small to medium-sized businesses are high. And today there's a news story out there from the Hamilton Group painting an entirely different picture, saying that small business is hampered and small business is down in the dumps and small business is not going to hire and not going to grow. What's the truth? Is it a mixture of all that?
It's definitely a mixed bag, but I think what we're finding is by and large, and I make a lot of calls to small, medium, and large businesses in our county, by and large, the mood is very positive over the next two or three, four years forecast. And, you know, it doesn't matter where it has been in our county. There are certainly businesses in our county that are maybe not at their peak level. But by and large, I think most of the businesses, and we have a number of new leaders that have taken over a number of companies, leading companies in our county, they are by and large very optimistic about what's ahead in 2014 and beyond.
Yeah, and you know, that's our job really, is to be cheerleaders in a sense for business. But at the same time, we have to be real about this. And that's the same sense I get from, we've done now dozens and dozens and dozens of interviews with small business people, and I'm not hearing anybody say, "Well, things are really tough, and we're, you know, we're just not going to be able to go through the next year." And so I would mirror exactly what you're saying. You know, I think things are pretty good, and we've got another economic report out that's, you know, that indicates today. Our Revenue Bureau just released a report that looks positive as far as tax collection is gone. So, you know, yeah, and that's a retail tax piece. Well, thank you very much. What else can we do for you?
Well, I was just going to pick up that last point, which is, it's interesting. I received another economic report a couple days ago.
This is what we do for a living, kids. We're a bunch of nerds when it comes to these economic reports. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
By the way, there's a publication, nerdwallet.com, that rated Indianola the 15th best community in the state for young families, and my young family definitely would agree with that. But Warren County, actually, if you look at the job projection trends for 2013 through 2018, Warren County is, you mentioned, one of the fastest growing communities in the in the metro, is projected to have a high level of job growth that exceeds most of the rest of the metro. So we're very excited about that.
Oh, that is exciting. Good for you. Jason White, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest for the past 20 minutes talking about the exciting things going on in Warren County. Thanks so very much for coming in, Jason.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it, as always.
We're going to step aside for the Wall Street Journal report. We've got the stocks of local interest. We've got the weather. We've got the traffic. And we've got the commodity report. We'll see what's been going on there as well. Thanks for listening on your drive home. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour.
Support for Inside on Business, the News Hour, comes from the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, a partner for closing held companies. West Bank of West Des Moines, for business, they're West Bank strong. And the Warren County Economic Development Corporation of Indianola, Warren County is open for business.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That was embarrassing. I just rolled along with a news story. And our technical director, Dustin Halverson, is wildly waving his arms. I should have kind of clued in on what the heck was going on over there. I say the Iowa Energy playing right here at 1350 KRNT after the top of the hour. That should be interesting for those of you who are basketball fans. They're playing out of state, and this is the new home for the Iowa Energy. We're going to be picking them up each and every game, so that should be a fun thing for those of you who are into basketball. So thanks so very much for joining us all week long. It was a full week. We had great guests, neat comments. Our podcasts are available with all of the interviews, so you don't have to miss out on anything. You miss out on the news stories, but the podcast does have all of our interviews, and that's really interesting for great people come on the News Hour to talk about not only their business, but also the future of the economy of the Des Moines Metro and beyond. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, our technical director, Dustin Halverson, Mary Sayer, our liaison with the Des Moines Radio Group, Jimmy Olson, the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, my name's Michael Libby. Thanks again for being with us. This is a great time, and we're grateful that you're here with us. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.